You have to be willing to allow yourself to feel that shame, to be shameful, to be embarrassed, to make mistakes, to fall, to fail, in order to be a master. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. This is the place to be if you're a soulful entrepreneur who is ready to manifest an expansive business and life that includes that time, space, energetic, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Minerva Maharaj. I'm a certified spiritual coach, manifesting master, and founder of Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching and Starseed Academy Coach Training. I'm so grateful you are here, and I promise I'll be giving you the stories, the strategies, the tips to create that life your soul came here to experience. Thank you so much again for being here. Let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. This week is a powerful one. I mean, I can feel it in my body. This really shifted things for me as well. I mean, I always say that because I'm only sharing things that shift things for you. That shift things for me and for you as a powerful manifester and soulful entrepreneur. I've been seeing a few quotes around this and it really hit home for me. And so I'm going to share my embodiment of this and what this means to me. So I was seeing quotes about embarrassment, failure, shame, disappointment, and how that can hold us in our tracks. Because I was feeling stuck in that through some past failures, from disappointments in relationships, in friendships, in my business, in finances. And even though I'm still someone who keeps moving and makes shit happen, I was still going. I still had this lingering shame and disappointment and fear and failure lingering and hovering over me. And what really hit home for me was you have to be willing to allow yourself to feel that shame, to be shameful, to be embarrassed, to make mistakes, to fall, to fail, in order to be a master. Right? Did you feel that? And even when I say that I still feel that, it just does something to my solar plexus. My power just gets reignited again. You have to be willing to be ashamed, to be embarrassed, to fail, to make mistakes, to fall. And not that you have to, not that I want you to indulge and feel shameful and embarrassed and all of that. I'm not saying you have to feel that, but you have to let it be okay if you do feel that. And for me, I'm a master manifester. I have manifested everything I set out to do, my business, my school, my husband, my kids, my home, multiple businesses, my Airbnb, everything, certain milestone points financially. Everything I set out to do, I have created. I have manifested. And along the way, I have made some major mistakes. I have effed up so many times. Let me tell you, I have failed. I've been embarrassed, said some stupid things. I made some stupid decisions in romantic relationships, in friendships, in my business, in finances. And I was letting that hover over me like this plague. And even though I wasn't living it in those moments, even though it wasn't a reality, it was hovering over me. I was feeling like this cloud of shame and judgment, of failure just looming over me. But the minute I heard and I saw it differently, it clicked for me. I was like, well, you can't be a master without those things. You have to be willing to fall. You have to be a beginner. Those are the beginner stages. Now, if you continue making those same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again and not learning from it, then we got to have a different conversation. But there's also no rule on how much you're allowed to mess up or make mistakes. Even as a powerful manifester, as a master manifester that I consider myself to be and that I feel, I'm still learning. I'm still going to fall. I'm still going to make mistakes. There's still going to be those moments, but I'm rebounding and I'm quick on that now. And I also view myself from a more loving lens than I ever did before. So if you want to be a master in what you're doing as a coach, as a healer, as an entrepreneur, as a human being, I mean, can we master being humans? Like, part of being human is, like, the number one requirement is make mistakes, check. But if you're so passionate about what you do and you're here to make an impact and make a beautiful income, an abundant income from it as well, if you're really in to make a change in people's lives, if you're really into it, mind, body, heart, and soul, that tells me you're here to be a genius in your zone, to be a master in what you do, and to be an expert and really serve from this powerful space of you with purpose, with your specialty, with your meaning as to why you came here on earth. Then you're here to master that, and your work is going to be about mastering that over and over and over again in different ways, at different levels. Different, like, grades, grade one, grade two, grade three. You know how we graduate. So you master that, great. You graduated from that level, great. Then on to the next level. New level, new experiences, new challenges, new mistakes. You're not going to get it right all the time. In fact, I guarantee you're not going to get it right all the time. But you'll keep getting better and better and stronger. And then you graduate that grade, that level, onto the next. So do you see it's about the journey? And when you're on the journey and own that you are a master, you also own that it's okay to still be a beginner at every level. And you just master making mistakes. You just master failing. You just master getting back up. You just master evolving to the next level. There's no end. And side note, I used to think that if I master something, then I'm going to die. Sounds crazy, but it just, in my mind, it was like, okay, I fulfilled my purpose. It's over. But no, there's a new level. There's a new challenge, a new level that you're going to master and create. Just like when you think about elementary school and high school, and if you go into the university and all that, you just keep expanding. You keep going into a new challenge. You keep stretching. But that's part of mastery. Like, you hear people getting their MBA. Like, they went from kindergarten to the MBA. Your master's of business. Hopefully I'm saying it correctly. I don't have one, so clearly you can tell. But I'm a master of what I do. I'm a master manifester. I know I could freaking help my clients manifest a shit out of life, because I have. I did, and I will continually keep doing that, because that's just what I'm put on this earth for. And I'm going to trial and error my way there. I'm going to make some beautiful mistakes, and I'm going to rebound from it as well. And I'm going to keep manifesting these glorious things in my life and keep sharing that and celebrating that as well too. So the lesson, the message for you this week is that if you want to master what you are here to do, if you want to make an impact, if you want to make that incredible income, then you need to be willing to make mistakes. You need to be willing to continually be the beginner if you want to be a master at what you do. And be okay with that. Be okay with the mistakes, saying the wrong things, doing the wrong things. And that just freed me up so much in my business as well. I used to overthink it. And there's still moments I catch myself overthinking. Oh, I'm like, I know what I'm doing right now is not serving me. So I pull back and I just drown out all the noise to take out everybody's voices out of my head. And I tune into, what do I want? And I tune into, what do I want to say? What is in my voice? What do I want to express right now? And I do that. And I do it again and again and again. And I keep tweaking. I keep refining my messaging, my podcast, my episodes, my social media, my programs. And I keep choosing again, and I give myself that freedom because I know part of the process of mastery is making mistakes, refining, picking back up, going stronger, going further, gaining more clarity every time. And it's serving somebody at every level. So if you want to be a master, you have to be willing to be a beginner over and over again. And I hope that sets you free. I hope that gives you permission to make mistakes, to fall, to be embarrassed, to say the wrong thing, and then choose again and choose more powerfully, more confidently, so that you can keep moving forward and not stay stuck in the cycle of perfection, that it needs to be perfect. What do I say? Or overthinking things. Allow yourself to make the mistakes. Allow yourself to be embarrassed. Allow yourself to feel that momentarily shame. I'm saying that wrong, but hopefully you get what I'm saying. See, I'm doing the thing. Make the mistakes. I don't care about the proper grammar. I know some people care, but I don't. Because I'm allowing myself to make the mistakes, and maybe I'll go Google exactly how to say it after. And then I won't say it again. Maybe, maybe not. But hopefully you get what I'm saying right now. Allow yourself to mess up. Allow yourself to not have it perfect so that you can continue doing what you're doing and do what you were put on this earth to do, to serve, to create, to experience, to have experience joy, to have joy and have fun. And not taking it so serious. Not taking it so seriously. See? I'm the queen of mistakes. And I'm the queen of manifesting the life I want at the same time too. And helping you manifest the life that you want, the business and money you want as well. So I hope this is speaking to you. I have so many exciting containers right now, and I could stay here and talk about it all, but I'll just quickly drop it here, but then go to goddessofwisdom.ca to explore more. If you are in the Ontario area or you want to fly in, feel free. I'm doing the Sip and Manifest event, high level manifesting mastery with some high tea. That's happening in May, and I plan to do that quarterly. And then I have my private coaching container where you are a master manifester already, but we're going to continue mastering your manifestations and take it to the next level with more fun, less manifesting inevitable with more fun. And then my group coaching program, I have Portal to Overflow and a new one coming out as well, where we're just going to manifest the shit out of life. So that's just what it is. I'm just going to say what it is. And I hope to see you there. Sending you all so much love and light. Looking forward to connecting soon.